This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces are still edging forward in the bombed-out eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, a Moscow-installed official said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Kyiv and Moscow have spent months locked in bitter combat over the now shattered eastern city of Bakhmut, a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder where the front line has barely moved. A Moscow-installed leader in eastern Ukraine on Tuesday said Russian forces were making gains in Bakhmut. But in a video released on Telegram, Ukrainian commander Oleksandr Sirsky said his forces were inflicting heavy losses on Russian attackers in an effort to exhaust the invaders. Heavy fighting has also moved to the town of Avdiivka, a bit to the south, where British intelligence said a Russian tank division had suffered heavy losses.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Police in Nashville, the U.S. southern state of Tennessee's largest city, say the school shooter there legally bought 7 firearms in recent years and hid the guns from their parents before killing 3 children and 3 adults at a Christian school.
We've determined that Audrey bought 7 firearms from 5 different local gun stores here legally.
Metropolitan Nashville Police Chief John Drake said on Tuesday that the shooter did not specifically target their victims during the shooting at the Covenant School on Monday. The victims included 3 9-year-olds and the head of the school. Migrants fearing deportation set mattresses ablaze at an immigration detention center in northern Mexico, starting a fire that killed at least 40 people. That's according to the Mexican president. It's one of the deadliest events ever at a Mexican immigration lockout. It happened late Monday.